Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in a day.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Lee Caro. And that you are. Hi, did I say your name right?
Can I get a
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 704.
Yes, but
recording live, or not live, it's coming to you recorded
live
from
New York. It's Saturday night.
Wrong show. Maybe one day.
I'm feeling really silly right now.
Maybe one day.
That would be really fucking nice. I'd be one of the first Latinos to be on Saturday Night Night.
Horatio Sanz was a Latino.
I said one of the first Latinos.
He don't so look, basically the second or third one.
Right, right. He don't look Latino. And he's Puerto Rican, so that's really not Latino. That's like, you know.
It's pretty close.
So,
no, Raj, really. Raj, what you got going on?
Nothing.
How was your holiday?
My holiday was filled with standing. But fucking up my fingertips from putting the sensors on the stupid clothing.
Oh, you get like the pin thing?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God. Then tell them you can't do that because you need your fingers for your diabetes.
Right. I have a stent with diabetes and it hurts my fingers. No, I started my new Yab Yab with the North Face.
Mm-hmm.
It's not North Face. It's the North Face. And okay. In certain, you know, parts of the country, the North Face.
Or the North Face.
Or.
Or.
If the North. The North Face.
Or the. I would probably, you know, say if you're saying
N-O-U-R-F.
It like that.
N-O-U-R-F.
If you're saying it like that, you're probably actually not going into that store.
Right. No, you're going to the North Face. No, it's not even the. It's the North Face. The North Face.
I imagine like people that go to Walmart and they're like, oh, I'm going to go to Walmart's. It's like, oh, I'm going to go to the North Faces.
Because, bitch, you know that happens.
I'm going to the South Throat.
Oh, Jesus. Bless their fucking dumbass hearts.
So how was that? Was, like, your first day was like, on Black Friday, Friday, yeah. Right?
So I go in. So I've been off since Tuesday. Okay, first of all, let's map out this week because it's been pretty adventurous. So
map out this week, girl. Map it out.
Monday, I did a sleep study again.
CP sleep study.
Yes, I did a CP sleep study, and this one was a little weird because, like, it seemed kind of like a hotel a little bit, not. It wasn't.
Mine was totally a hotel room. It looked like one, except for it was in a hospital.
Yeah. Well, did you go to Northwestern?
No, I went to the one at Evanston in the hospital there. St. Francis, I think is what it is.
Oh, no. Presence. No, I went to Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, that's downtown. I don't do that.
Mm.
Don't they have a hospital like closer to you?
Yes. Yes, bitch.
Yes.
But, it's pretty easy to get down there. Anyway, so that's beside the point. So I get down there and I was super tie-tie because it was a whole scheduling thing. Like, I had to get on public.
You weren't even on a real public transportation bus.
I was. It was. It is. Well, It is. Anyway, so I get down there and I tried to leave a little bit later so that way I could, it was like sort of perfect timing. Like I get down there and I wouldn't have to wait that long. But anyway, so I ended up getting there a little bit earlier, which is fine, you know, whatever. But I had to wait like an hour and 15 minutes downstairs and I had already eaten. So I was like,
oh, they made you wait downstairs?
Yeah, because the place doesn't, no one's there until the time that I'm supposed to be there. Okay. So they don't, they probably don't get in it. They probably get in at 8, you know, the technicians. Mm-hmm. And then 8:30 was my schedule. So they come in and they call you. So I got there like around 7:30, a little before 7:30. So I'm sitting downstairs. It's hot. I'm already starting to feel tired because I'm like, oh, this is, amen, Jesus Christ. I'm going to get some good night's sleep. And I was starting to get tired. I'm sitting and I'm sitting in the that was mine, I'm sorry, I'm sitting in the chair waiting for them to send me upstairs and I'm literally falling asleep. Like, so I finally, like, so finally 8:30 comes, they send me upstairs, I get all jazzed up and ready to get to bed, and the lady comes in at like 10:15 ish and she starts putting all her, you know, wires on me and whatever, and she says, you know, go to sleep. We talk for a little bit and she's like, go to sleep. You know, if it's going to take you a little bit to get to sleep, that's fine. Take your time. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. I was like, I'm pretty ready to go to sleep. I'm like, falling asleep is not my issue. It's the quality of sleep that I get. That's the issue. And she's like, oh, okay. So it's pretty easy for you to fall asleep. I'm like, yes. I'm like, I literally will put, I'm like, if you weren't talking to me right now, I'd probably fall asleep standing here because I was, I'm tired and I'm deprived. Mm-hmm. So I do this. So I go to sleep literally in like 3 minutes. Like I put my head down on the pillow and within 3 minutes I was out. Then halfway through the night, I don't know how long halfway through the night because she didn't tell me and I forgot to ask her. She comes into the room and she freaks me the fuck out because like.
It's probably like 4 hours probably.
That's what I'm thinking because I think the last time it was about half.
Because they have to do, I think like their study is you. Like when I went to go do mine, they said, well, you'll be here probably for like 8 hours, but we need to at least get 4 hours of full sleep.
Right.
So I think that's what gives them the results, at least
4 hours. Yes. Yeah. Because it's the same thing. I mean, that's what they told me. She's like, you have to at least sleep 4 solid hours. Because that was basically what they told me the last 2 times I did the study, that I had to fall asleep. I had to actually be asleep at least a minimum of 4 to 5 hours in order for them to get a good reading. That's why I had
sometimes that doesn't work for people. They I know. Have to come back multiple times.
That's the reason why I came the second time, because the doctor didn't get enough information. He didn't get enough data. So that's why I had to do the second sleep study. Mm. And now this is my third one. And the worst part about it is that from the first one to the third one, it got worse. Like my sleeping got worse. So, okay, so I do the sleep study. She comes in half the way, and she's like, I'm going to put the mask on you. She's like, because I want to see the difference.
I'm CP sleeping really hard right now. Can you give me a handy?
Said no one ever. Oh. At least not that night.
And you dry humped her hand.
Ew. So anyway, so she's like, okay. She's like, and you want, you know, the nasal pillow ones? I was like, yes, if possible. The one that she gave me had the things
that go inside.
Yeah, no, it's same one like yours, but the cord comes out of the nose, like instead of up.
You look like an elephant.
Anyway,
so I wasn't then, talking about the trunk.
Oh, and by trunk you don't mean penis.
No.
And actually, it does look like that. Anyways, so she puts it on, and I felt like it took me at least half an hour to fall asleep. What I ended up finding out is that it actually took me like 2 to 3 minutes for me to fall asleep. But it just, it's very, it freaks me out when I put on the mask the last couple times. This one only went in your nose. Like it sits right, you know, well, you know, because you have it. But it sits on your, like right on your upper lip and in your nose. But when you open your mouth, the air comes through. Right, because you're not. So it sounds like you're Darth Vader, but it actually makes it a little harder to breathe in, right? Because you have all that air sort of pushing through. And she was telling me, you know, you have to wear your chin strap because it's gonna like keep your mouth closed. She's like, although I don't think you're gonna need it because most people sleep with their mouth closed. She's like, but just in case you put it on and then it closes your mouth for sure. So that way you don't have that, you know? And that freaked me out. So I was literally laying there like, oh my God, I want to rip this off my face because I'm like freaking out. Like I'm getting claustrophobic. Like I'm having that sort of.
And that's like one of the better masks not to be.
Yeah, like it is, and it is. And after a while, I was just like, okay, you need to just snap out of it. Like this is going to help you. Snap out of it. You're going to have to like, this is going to help you. Yeah.
You're supposed to say ouch.
Ouch.
No, like Alaska. Ouch.
Right. Ouch. Anyway, so then, so like, I'm like, okay, just calm down. Keep your mouth closed. Let it flow naturally. Like, because I think what happens is that when when you start thinking about it, you can't control your breathing because you have all this air coming in. Mm-hmm. So you just have to like
let you kind of have to like calm down and do it
right. Like naturally, your body will adjust to the breathing. So it's like you will breathe in the air that's coming through naturally, even if it's coming through strong while you're awake. So then I finally fell asleep. I moved to my side, my left side, curled up, and I fell asleep. So apparently, I slept through the entire night. And I didn't move. I moved like three times because I moved from one side. I started off on my right, left, moved to my back, then moved to my right. And that's how I woke up. I never
sleep on my back.
I can't either. I can't either. So then she woke me up at 6 because she didn't wake me up. My alarm went off on my phone. But if that alarm did not go off, I would have slept through all the way through.
Hello.
Until she would have come in to wake me up, which would have been 6 anyway. But like which just never happened. Like, I don't ever sleep past 5:30, 6 o'clock. So she wakes me up. I got freaked out a little bit and I ripped out the, you know, she walks in and I had ripped out the cord because I was like, okay, I'm up. And, you know, she says, go ahead and, you know, do what you need to do. Take a shower or whatever. So that way you can leave. The sleep study's over. I packed my bags. I had my own pillow, so I packed it in my bag. And I came home, and she's like, you'll get your results within the next couple of days. And then that way they'll let you know if you need to come back or not. She's like, but I feel like we got a really good amount of information, so I think you're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. I was like, no biggie. So Wednesday, I get a call from the doctor, and I didn't answer it because I didn't recognize the number. So then she left me a message, and she's like, hey, call me back. So I called her back, and she basically tells me that I had been waking up, that I woke up on average 61 times per hour, mm-hmm. which basically means that I've been waking up at least once every minute, which is not like,
oh, it's totally normal.
Yeah, right. So
only pussies go lower than that,
right? So the normal average is 5 to 10. That's normal. And then I think it's 10 to like 30, where it's like moderate, mm-hmm. or mild, if you will. And then 30 and above, you have severe. It's like that drastic, right? So you have severe apnea. And she was like, that's, you know, she's like, there's nothing you can do. You need to use a machine. And then she asked me, she's like, how did you feel when you woke up in the morning? And I was like, I felt really fucking good.
You know what? When I did mine, like, I felt good. And then, like, the first couple nights I used it, I felt good. But then after that, I was like, I'm still fucking tired. It took, like, almost 4 or 5 months for me to, like, recover from the lack of sleep I was having. Because, I mean, you're,
it's
like...
It's huge. Yeah, it's, like, it's huge.
And I thought it wasn't working for a while. And then, like, 1 week, it was just like, oh... Because what was happening is, like, I couldn't get used to the mask. That was one thing. And I was pulling the mask off at night, like, unintentionally. I just was, like, moving it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to get used to that breathing thing. And I was having trouble, like, taking,
like, deep my breaths.
Own deep breaths. Yes, it's hard.
That's
and it's kind of scary because you feel like you're not getting the air, but
yes,
you are.
Yes. And I think that was the biggest concern of mine. I think that's what made me feel like I was like suffocating. I mean, I already have that fucking fear of drowning. And that's kind of the same thing because it's like suffocating, right? When you're not getting enough oxygen to you. So it feels like that. Like,
so I should get you super drunk around a pool.
Oh my gosh, shut up. And so, And so that's it's the same thing. It's like you have to get used to the fact that I think our body will naturally switch into the wanting to do a deep breath when it feels like your breath is being shortened.
When your breathlessness is being shortened.
Yeah, because like as soon as she put on the mask, I immediately started to feel, I can't take a breath, deep breath. And I'm like, and you know, it's like I can only visually tell you how it feels. It just feels like your breath is only going a certain distance in your body and your lungs are not expanding. So when you take a deep breath, your lungs obviously expand and it feels good. You're like, oh.
I was having to open my mouth.
Yeah. And like,
yeah.
Anyways, so long story short, I need to get the mask and I've called my insurance and we're getting it set up before the new year.
Girl, so get it amazing. Set up before the year.
I know that it's going to take a while to get used to and probably a while before I actually feel like normal again. But that day I told Ricky, cause I came over his house and, we recorded and stuff. And I told him, I was like, I feel really good right now. Like, I don't feel tired. I don't feel achy. I feel like my body was just rested.
And then the next day you're like,
and then the next day I was like, fuck, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. and then working on Black Friday, from 6 o'clock in the morning till 12 or 11, and then working on Saturday from 6-7 in the morning to that, you know, and working this morning from 7 in the morning. So it's been these last couple of days have been really bad with sleeping because I'm such a night owl. It does not take me long to fall asleep. It's just I'm a night owl, so you tend to stay up a lot later. And when I'm on vacation, like all of that goes out the window. So
good while I was on vacation this week because I stuck to my fucking exercise schedule.
Good
so
for you.
My ass was getting up at like 4:30 in the morning on my days off.
Yeah. To go to the gym.
Which I have to be pretty fucking proud of myself for that shit.
Yeah. That's awesome though. But
I think having this machine, I've had it since January, so almost a year now.
Yeah.
That's definitely helped in me getting into this exercise phase.
Yeah.
So,
because I remember asking you before I went to sleep study, like, I had asked Ricky if he thought that would he be in the same position he is now without the machine, or does he think that the machine definitely helped push? Because that's what my doctor has been saying, you know, like for a long time. She's like, once you get your sleep under control, she's like, you're definitely gonna be able to feel.
That's what my doctor said.
And feel like different. You're not gonna feel the need to want to eat like shit, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just said it would give me more because the reason I didn't work out is because I was fucking tired at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And I did not want to go to the gym after work or whatever.
And you said you'd take naps, less naps, right?
Oh, totally. No more naps. Like I took a couple while I was on vacation.
Yeah.
But only because I could and I didn't have anything else to do. But right. During the day, like, yeah, I get tired around 2, but it's not like what it was before. Where
right.
It was
it's
like,
just tired because you got up early right. And did stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not because you're sleep deprived.
Because by the time I go to bed, I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I don't go to bed till usually around 9:30 or 10.
Yeah.
So I've been up, what, like 16 hours?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But yeah, so I mean, this week has been very. I mean, even though I haven't had to work, Ricky and I have hung out all this week and whatever, and it's been great. Thanksgiving was fine. I mean, it was very small and quiet, which is really sort of a departure from, you know, because you've been to my family mm-hmm. Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know how loud and crazy it gets. And it was not. This year, it was just my sister, my sister's fiance, my mom's friend, and me.
Welcome to small one. White people holiday parties.
Yeah, so it was kind of weird because it was literally like, yay, we ate, and that was kind of it. Like,
bye.
Right, it was like...
That's how white people do it.
Right.
They're like, fuck y'all.
You know, I cleaned the kitchen since my mom cooked or whatever, and Ricky got to see my new place today. Mm-hmm. So it was it's been very quiet. I got to hang out with my friends who I'm dog-sitting for over the weekend, which was kind of nice. We went out to dinner and then we went to go see the Fantastic Beasts.
And not good, Brian.
I did not like it. I thought it was a horrible movie. the storyline.
It's like a kid. Like, I would never go see that because it's like a kid's movie. So
I don't know if it's. See, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, I see what you're saying in terms of it's more catered towards a younger crowd. I think the what I did not like, the cinematography of it was really beautiful, but the storyline to me felt very, very like kind of strung together, sort of put like it just there wasn't it wasn't it wasn't well thought out. That's my problem with the movie, is that the storyline was just not well thought out. Yeah, so that was my week. Basically, that's what it's been.
Now it's been on vacation, so I didn't do a lot of it. Well, I like worked out and
right.
pretty much like just hung out, made cards, you know, mm-hmm. chilled out with the dogs. But you guys, I've been like since September 9th is when my weight was taken at my doctor's office, and that's when I cried.
Oh, and wanted I know to kill that myself. Feeling. I know that feeling.
I weighed 327 pounds. Now I weigh 297.
Oh my God, that's amazing. You broke the 300. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Honestly, that's really good. Congratulations. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
It's been hard. I want to eat some fucking food. I saw a Mountain Dew bottle today. I was like, trigger point.
PTSD.
But yeah, I'm working on it. I want to get back down to the size I was when I first moved to Chicago. So I've done this before. I know it takes time, and it's just
here. You know. Are you like, is your weight loss coming fast or is it really slow? Because they say that
September
usually
9th. It's so September, October, November, almost December 9th. So what, 4 months?
Right? Okay. Yeah, because they say usually the ones that keep the weight off like sort of mm-hmm. permanently are the ones that, you know, lose like I lost 10 pounds in 1 year. It's like because, you know, that's 10 pounds of like actual fat. Like a lot of it, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like water weight or whatever because. When I look back at when I was working out for the full year that I was like going out to the gym and doing all that stuff. And yeah, I was definitely not as heavy as I am now. I was 255 and I fucking thought I was super fat. And you I lost. Really even no, super fat. I was not. Actually, I was in much better shape than I am right now. I mean, goddamn, I walk up two stairs and I'm fucking winded. But, you know, it. What I should have kept myself in mind is that even though I only lost 10 pounds in that year, it was 10 pounds of actual fat, and I should mm-hmm. have kept going and not have been discouraged. But because we live in a Kim Kardashian world where it's like everything needs to be immediate and instant, you know.
Well, my doctor said, he said it'll probably come off fast in the beginning because yeah. your body's not used to like
right.
exercising and eating correctly. So he said it probably will come off fast, and then you're going to be like, why ain't this shit leaving my body?
You know? Why is it stopped?
Right.
It's been 3 weeks and it's still at the same, which is fine. And
it's fine, but you're like all that work you put into it and there's like
right.
nothing.
That's where you can't be discouraged.
But like, also just because it's not, the number isn't showing doesn't mean like you're not gaining
things.
Muscle
right.
or you're, you know, right. whatever. But
because it's all about the inside, really. Yeah. I mean, it's all about like how healthy the inside is. So
two fat guys talking about their breathing and their weight problems.
Girl, I'm trying to get that briefing under control.
So let's talk about this bitch and Michaels. Can we talk about this in Chicago in Boys Town?
That's Boys Town, right? Yes, it's that, Boys Town.
It's like the end of Boys Town.
Yeah, it's or the beginning.
Right.
If you're coming to the north, like if you're
going north,
yeah.
Y'all, if y'all haven't seen this bitch.
Go on,
literally goes off for like 6 minutes about how she was discriminated against because somebody wanted to put. Well, it was even stupid. It was like
I think
she wanted our items put in a bag, and they're like, "Well, you have to pay for the plastic bag because there's a Chicago plastic bag ban, and you have to pay for
right.
your bags." But and then, now there's a 7.5. There's a 7 cent tax on top of that, so you're paying 10 cents for the bag, and then 7 cents on taxes.
In Texas, so you're paying
right.
17 cents
17
for a bag.
Cent. So the lady was like, no, I don't want to pay for the bag.
She wanted
a paper bag.
She says she was fine, and apparently... See, this is where I don't understand the story. Like, I don't understand... See, she was leaving shit out. Because why all of a sudden...
she's fucking crazy.
Why all of a sudden are you... what did you say to her or him when he or she asked you about which bag you wanted? and why you were being charged for the bag, and you said you wanted paper. What was the exchange after that, or right before that happened? Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't make sense. Why would anyone yell at you because you ain't buying a bag?
And then she started yelling at another customer who was talking to an employee at the Michaels store, and she was explaining about how her father had passed away, and blah, blah, blah. And this lady overheard their conversation. So when this lady is like blowing up, saying that she was discriminated against by two black women, she's not, like, the, who the gives nerve a shit her. If your father died? I don't need to know shit about you. And blah, blah, blah. I mean, she went bat
shit crazy.
Crazy.
We got a phone call just right now.
We'll play it on the next show.
Is it a goodbye one?
Probably.
Oh, who knows? I didn't get a lot of goodbyes, so I guess people don't like me. I guess they all wanted me off the show. Womp womp.
The show is over. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Yeah, but this lady, seriously, like, come on now. You are a white woman who is discriminated against because of a plastic bag. Like, you have, there's other fucking things you can scream and yell about. Like, I was telling Roger, the whole oil pipeline thing, or the Syrians that are being murdered, or poor ass countries that don't have food to feed their people. But you know, no, you got to go I'm off on a plastic bag in a Michaels.
I'm so tired of all that. You know, here's the thing. I was telling Ricky.
That's insensitive.
I know it's insensitive, and I don't really mean it all the way through. But, you know, I'm so tired of hearing about that. I'm just tired of hearing about all the negative stuff. It's like I really want something positive to come out, and you know, I would prefer that it be something positive, you know, from those situations and not all this negativity. What?
RC is the person that called. But let me just read the text message he sent me.
Oh, Jesus real quick. Christ.
He said, Ricky is making a whitewashing the show and trying to hashtag make foul monkeys white again. I'm sad that a man has to take everything white back again.
That's very true. However, Adam is Mexican by injection,
right? Just like me.
Yeah. You're still white.
Es mi esposo, Lena.
Oh, you did it. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm tired of hearing.
You're not going to hear positive stuff unless you're watching like fucking Nickelodeon.
I know. It's just, you know, like I just, you know, as I've gotten older, like I really have tried to just, you know, be a little bit more positive, be a little bit more optimistic for good, and try to see the good in everything. That does not mean Ann Coulter or Donald Trump. I hate them. Well, bastards.
There's nothing fucking good about them.
Right.
So
exactly.
No.
Like I can never see anything
or
that's good
fucking,
about them.
What's his face?
Mike Pence?
No.
Him too.
Well, yeah.
The basket of deplorables? Yeah. Them too.
What's his face?
I don't know.
RuPaul's.
Oh,
fucking crazy.
Piani.
Yes. Did you see his latest tweets?
No.
About his. He has pictures of his dick talking about in China, talking about why do all Chinese men have small dicks? And then he takes a picture of his own dick and he goes, look at my AIDS-y dick, China.
Oh my god, yeah. Girl! Why did you
don't look
tell
at
me?
It now? But I tweet. I mean, he's fucking gone off the end. He's talking about how it's conspiracy theory, dick.
No, that needs to be searched immediately because I need to see that. I did not know that he showed his penis.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Well, he has scabs all over his hand, so
ew.
It's kind of weird. He's like went off the deep end. Like, I think Mama Ru smacked him a little too hard. I mean, just the brain is loose. I don't know what's happening. Mm. I don't know if someone hacked his account and he does. I mean, he has to know if someone hacked his account.
No. I think he's.
Did you see the picture?
Oh, my God. If black people stop being so ashamed of themselves, we could call them the N-word and they would laugh. Backward shit. Oh my God. What is wrong with
fucking crazy
him?
That he is dickmatized by somebody. The same person that has Ann Coulter dickmatized. The same person that has Stacey Dash dickmatized. Like, all of them.
Oh my God. So Michael Delgado on Twitter. I don't know who this is. And it was messaging someone called That One Queen. Please help out Revolution before it's too late. And his response, stop being such a lame faggot.
He's a horrible person. What happened to him? You know, RuPaul is like, what the fuck is happening? I hope she has nothing to do with him anymore.
I think she's been wanting to distance himself from him.
Well, that should make it real easy, right?
Someone said,
don't read it. You'll get caught up in the rabbit hole.
No, no, no. Someone named Nathan Smith 1994 said, RuPaul hates you. And in his response, I fuck you though. Oh my God. And then he tweeted, I want Drake to murder my hole.
Yeah. But what, you know, is, who did that?
That was, what's her face? Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Where is she?
I hope she's better.
Oh my God. I think she is. I think
he's gone like 10 times Britney crazy. Like, it's literally like something's wrong. He's off his medication. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't see the, ew. Oh my God, that's so disgusting. Look at this picture.
I can't see.
Ew, is that like an infection?
Ooh. Something. All right, stop reading it because you get stuck.
I just want to see the penis.
I thought you saw the penis.
No, I've never seen the penis.
It's only like 10 down from his, he may have deleted it.
Oh, he's someone referred to him as Amanda Bynes.
Oh.
Someone said, better take a page from Amanda Bynes. No sympathy here. I fucking love Amanda. We're friends.
Oh, I doubt it.
I doubt that you are. But I just want to see your penis.
Look at it. Look for it later. Totally. Well, we're at 32 minutes anyway. We should end this one.
Oh my God, you guys. We're doing the last show today.
Yeah.
It's super not sad.
Take the December off.
Oh, my fucking tit that hurts.
Why can't I have a titty that hurts? Can I just have a titty that hurts?
No, but mine's not hurting because I got problems on it. Mine hurts because I was being nasty. Ow.
Oh, we'll talk about that on the next show.
Maybe not.
Girl.
Anyways.
Well, I was going to ask you a question, but now you've already answered that question.
What was the question?
I'll ask you.
If I hooked up on
At your friend's house.
Of course. Hello. It becomes the fucking like slut saloon.
You're like, welcome to my home.
Right. I come down with a cigar in my some slippers and a fucking robe.
And just like throwing money out. You have a money machine. You have a money machine at the top. And it's just like throwing money out.
That's attached to my back like a bag brace. Right. It's like.
And then the tweet boys are like.
Except it's just $1 that's coming out.
And it's the same dollar over and over.
I have to pick it up and shove it back in, and it goes bloop.
All right, so we're gonna leave now, and then the next show is gonna be Roger's last show.
Too bad we're recording it back to back. Otherwise, you would be able to leave a message since you didn't leave one before. Wah, wah.
All right, so you ready to head out?
Yes.
This is Ricky,
and this is Raj.
No.
Oh, I'm.
No.
No. What was it?
Can I get a.
Oh, can I get a. No, shit. Can I get a.
No, it was better the first time. Do it. Try it one more time. We'll delete the other ones.
Can I get a.
There you go. You got it. All right. We're out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces! Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be
testing,
there.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Talking to the microphone, please, please, please.
Oh, grr, in, grr, 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 grr.
Can you sing the song? Can I get a?
Can I get a? Grr, grr.
I wish the song was that. All right, let's try this. The intro. It seems to be playing, but we can't hear it because we don't have the headphones plugged in. So we'll have to get that working.